This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You ready?
Okay.
Cart path only.
I literally thought that this morning when I woke up. I'm not kidding. I was going to text the group and say, you know, it's going to be cart path only
so,
today.
I
can't believe you just said that.
Cookie Pie's sister is a big wig. She works for a golf club in the area. And once or twice a year, she loves to have us come down and golf, which is, there's going to be a conversation about that here in just a second. And I am hoping out, even though it's raining right now in downtown.
It was pouring minutes ago in Bay Village, according to my reports on the ground.
Wife texting you, bothering you about how little sleep she got last night? Didn't get that full 8 hours?
And there's no way you're going to be able to golf. You can't golf. There's just not happening. You better be home. You better take.
I'd rather take a rain check than have to go cart path only. Cart path only is the worst.
It is the worst.
If I would have remembered, it might be cart path only. I have a great big bag of balls, a green bag of balls, golf balls. I got a great big green bag of golf balls that my dad got when he mowed at the golf course a couple years ago, and. I would have brought him with me because I'm just not chasing balls. That, I'm not walking across the entire thing. Then no.
That would bring all new meaning to lift clean in place. Like,
yeah.
Anthony, I'm just going to drop right here. Okay.
That's
going to continue dropping right here.
Exactly.
It is. I did wonder yesterday after the weather if, you know, trees. Because last year when we had this, the power went out. We were without either for 4 or 5 days.
Right.
But the trees were the big issue. The trees were everywhere in where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't even get through the streets. Well, when that happens on a golf course, it kind of makes playing golf impossible.
He said, Cookie Pie texted us. He said, we're all still in. He's going to hold out for dear life because he doesn't want to have to do anything else.
No.
He's got the day off from his kids and all that other stuff, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Which, by the way, we are very thankful to Cookie Pie's sister. Did I say his wife or his sister?
It's his sister.
Yeah, I meant to say his sister if I accidentally said his wife, who works at the golf club we're going to. It's a free round, and we are very appreciative of her. However, how much is a free round of golf to Anthony Lima
right
now?
About $250, apparently.
Why did you just throw everything away instead of keeping it it comes to golf?
I was sent scrambling yesterday, so I waited the last minute. I've been in golf retirement the last few years.
You didn't have to throw anything away. It's not retirement. You just don't play as much as you used to.
Here's what happened. We got the guest bedroom had to become the nursery. We had to change a lot of things around.
Yeah.
So we don't have a ton of closet space. Stuff had to get tossed or donated. And that's what I did. I had these garbage bags full. And at the end, I do remember now my wife saying, all this golf stuff looks little old, out of style. Like, it was expensive stuff when I bought it, but none of it...
Like Payne Stewart or something?
None of it.
I was with you.
It was all just older stuff that because I used to golf all the time, all summer. I mean, I used to play at least twice a week. So I guess I probably at the time put it in those bags, donated them, or threw some of them out if they were a little more tattered. And probably like me, I said to myself, because I've never been a hoarder, part of me said, oh, I'll just get new golf stuff when the time comes. But because I have in the second kid, golf took a hiatus. I've pretty much been only played with you a couple times over the last 3 years, and that's it. Haven't done anything else. Haven't even done the outings or anything. I'm going to be playing in Austin Cars next month. I hadn't even golfed in his outing.
But it's easy because you've been frustrated over your game before that. So you were getting upset, and then so it made it kind of easier to take a step.
And because Scottie Scheffler wasn't interesting to me, so I was like, this sport sucks. Mm-hmm. Liv took over. I'm like, oh, this isn't even something I want to be involved with.
Well, if Scottie Scheffler starts having affairs with pancake waitresses, then maybe you're back in.
Then I'm back in. So, I realized not only did I have to go get golf balls because I had none, my golf bag had to be vacuumed. I had to take the shop vac out or whatever to take care of the... Literally insects.
Cobwebs.
And plus the roof just got done. Oh, so there's God. Wood... just everything is smothering the bag. It was disgusting. And I'm like, do I have to get a new golf bag? No, I went out there and cleaned it. So I saved money there. Had to get the golf balls. That was like $45-$50.
What kind of balls did you get?
Bad ones, but I got more of them.
Okay, that's good.
These are cheapos.
Did you get the onion bag?
These are cheapo. No,
you
got to
get the Amazon onion bag, brother.
I should have.
That's the one.
I just did this last minute. So last night, we are getting ready for bath and bedtime. Fabled 2-hour process in our house. You don't skip out on that.
Have to take a bath every night, huh?
We're still doing it. You're telling me I don't even have to do this? Anyway, so...
All right, boys, so I don't know.
So I looked around for those shorts. I tried to get everything ready. I had to go track down my golf shoes. None of this was where it was supposed to be. And I realized I don't have any shorts. They're all gone. I totally forgot to buy shorts. Yeah, and I can't show up with just normal shorts. I have to have...
Why can't you do
golf
that?
Shorts. I guess I could have, but they're not...
Because he was looking for an excuse to skip out on bath and bedtime.
So out I went.
Bath and Body Works.
And next thing I know, I bought 3 shorts, 1 shirt, and a golf belt. And if you add that with the balls, $250.
Why did you have to buy a belt?
You got to have the nice...
Do you?
Reversible white slash black
belt. We might not even play today. So when is the next time you're going to play the Austin Carr outing?
That might be it.
So you just bought all this for the Austin Carr outing is what you did.
Star-studded event.
Did we talk about that? No, did we talk about that last year?
We did.
Yeah, I won't go to it now.
Kenny, because it's for a good cause.
I know it's for a good cause, and I support it, and I hope that you guys all raise a lot of money. But the last time I was, the only time I was ever in the Austin Carr, and I've been asked every year, and it's an honor, trust me, the only time I ever went, I was with 4 really great guys. And they were really, really nice. And they knew, I was like, guys, I'm really bad at golf. You got to understand this. And the first shot I had, I laced it. And they're like, oh, God, he's full of it. And he's like a ringer or something. That's what they were saying.
Trying to scam the outing.
And the rest was duffs, left, right, everything. I was like, I told you guys. And they were so cool and they were so nice. And I went,
so that's awesome.
I'm never going to get this type of luck again.
Oh, you thought you were going to get a bad groove.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can't do it. And I remember when Tom, our other boss, he's retired now, but when he was here, he's like, you really got to get good at golf. I mean, this is
to be able to golf and things like this.
To be able to do this, and I'm like, Tom, I try. I can't. I work with Barry on the west side. Now it's kind of a half ass working with it because it's hard to get over there. But I've worked with him before. It ain't happening.
It is amazing you say that, Ken.
I don't have time to do it now.
There is no doubt. Tom was right. One of the few things. Tom was right. I know he's listening to the Carolinas right now. There's no doubt. There's been a direct correlation with my golf game slipping. And less invites to either country clubs, golf outings. Because if you can't,
how many times
you can't hang and you're playing with executives or you're playing with luminaries.
See, I don't know if that's true.
They don't want to be dragged down by, hitting worm burners the entire time.
I don't know if that's true, though. If I've made it abundantly clear to everybody, it is a legendary thing about how bad at golf I am. And it's not where I don't respect the game. I love playing golf. I've played golf since I was 15 years old. So, I mean, I've been playing golf now for almost 23 years. I've been playing golf for 23 years. I've never been good at it. I got reasonable twice in my life. Once right at the end of high school, and then once when Axel was first born because I was playing every day because his nap time just coincided with everything. That was the only two times I was somewhat even reasonable. Everything else, it's legendary how bad I am. Ask anybody. Ask any person who really knows. They know. And I think I've gotten more invites now because they're like, hey, at least I'll keep it fun. And they want to see just how bad I am. And so now it becomes, I want to see how bad he is. And I think that you're not getting those invites for the other ones because you got small kids and they just know you're not going to be able to make it. And so they don't want to be told no, so they skip on to the other one. And then you end up buying $250 of golf gear that you ain't ever going to use.
I was also a legendary hang after the round.
Yeah, now you got to get going after that because you can't be staying around because you got small kids.
Where are we going next?
Boy,
what's over there on Miles? Where can we go?
When he didn't have kids, guys, and I'd be sitting there like, I got to go. Like, come on. Yeah, come on. And then you text your wife. You'd be fine. I'm like, I got to go. No. You, come on. You don't want to have six more? You don't want to come on? No, I'm fine. No. Mary-Kay Cabot going to join us coming up at 8:22. Yeah, but it might be Carpath only today. It's free. We have to do it.
Might be 4.5 holes only.
We're doing this for free. You understand? Like, they're giving it to us for free.
Oh, yeah.
So, I got to play Carpath only today. I can't turn it down. That would be in poor taste, wouldn't it?
Oh, some of the places have the updated carts with the systems that if you try to go somewhere where you can't,
they won't go there.
You get stuck. It is humiliating. It's a whole process.
I bet this place has that. Yeah, this isn't going to be fun. All right, 8:45, a very awkward conversation that Browns fans and Steelers fans had after an argument that Anthony and I had with a Pittsburgh host yesterday. Up next, though, Mary-Kay Cabot. She's going to join us on the show, the forgotten quarterback of the competition and the quarterback that everybody's talking about. Mary-Kay is saying for the wrong reasons. It's at 8:22 on the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You said, we don't want them to be speeding.
I told you, but I don't love that it happened when it happened. Right?
12:30 at night.
It's a little bit different. Like, rush hour, you couldn't even really do it during rush hour, right? But daytime, there's just less cars. There's less cars on the road during certain parts of the day. At night, there's less cars on the road, but it's dark. Yes. And unfortunately, you have you can have questionable people coming from bars, coming from restaurants, had too many people staring at their phone. That's where the judgment part, where I think Kevin Stefanski's probably not thrilled today.
Well, let's bring in Mary Kay Cabot. She joins us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, as she does every Thursday. Mary Kay, you had an article that says hopefully it's a his citation for 101 miles an hour is a huge wake-up call. Tell us why, Mary Kay.
Well, there's a number of reasons why I feel that way. And I think probably the first one is the fact that 100 miles an hour, which is 40 miles out over the speed limit at that time and place, is that's not just 10, 15, even 20, 40 miles an hour over the speed limit. That's pretty dangerous. And sure, maybe I sound like a get off my lawn type of person right now, but that's very significant in my mind, because we know that Myles Garrett learned a huge, huge lesson by going over the speed limit, losing control of his car, and really could have lost his life and could have killed his passenger had they not been wearing their seatbelts. So 40 miles over the speed limit at the time of morning or night, however you want to describe it, at 12:30 a.m. on a Tuesday, is just a very dangerous thing to do, first of all, for not just for you, but like you said, for whoever might possibly be in your path. So I think he's very, very lucky that he didn't hurt himself, or it seemed as though he was with someone in another car that was also speeding. I'm trying to figure that whole thing out. But they could have hurt each other significantly or someone else. And I just thought it was interesting that it also happened on the same day. You've got Henry Ruggs wishing he could turn back the hands of time. And of course, Henry Ruggs, you can't make an apples to apples comparison here, because Henry Ruggs was driving drunk, and that's different. That's vastly, vastly different. Shador Sanders was not impaired while he was driving, but still 100 miles an hour is 100 miles an hour. So that's the first thing, is just the dangerous aspect of it. And then the next thing is the fact that he's in rookie orientation. This did not happen in his hometown. This did not happen somewhere else. This happened when he was here on Cleveland Browns time. And they're watching everything these guys are doing on and off the field. This is someone that's embroiled in a four-way quarterback competition, and they're trying to see, can you handle everything that goes with being a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? So those are two of the reasons. And I just think that I think it is significant. I think it's something that the Browns are definitely going to have to address. And I think it's something that Shador is going to have to look at himself and ask him why at that moment in time would he make a decision like that?
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. Do we know, does the team, we've had so many instances of players over the years, even rookies, having various infractions, some far more severe than others. Do we know anything about how the team treats something like this, if at all?
Well, they declined comment yesterday, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will address it. They would have to. Like I said, again, he's in rookie orientation. So this was basically, he was on the clock, not at that moment necessarily, but he was still here in a working Browns capacity. And it's just not a good look, if anything else. Not only is it not a good look and it brings negative attention to the Cleveland Browns and to himself at a time when he doesn't need negative attention brought upon himself, but he was working. You know, he's still here working, and he's still here fighting for that Browns quarterback job. And he's been doing a really, really nice job in the competition. And I had just written a couple of days ago or over the weekend how well he had done in the last 2 weeks of this competition, to the point where he had earned more reps, he had earned more 11-on-11s, and he's still part of that starting conversation. And does this change all of that? Probably not, but it's definitely something that will need to be addressed.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. There's a forgotten quarterback in this competition, it seems. I mean, we've talked, boy, we had a big old Heyru with Kenny Pickett and his family member earlier this week and all that other stuff. And obviously, we know Joe Flacco very well. Dylan Gabriel hasn't been spoken about. Have you talked to any players? You don't need to name names. But have there been any players who have told you or been any sources that have told you what the teammates think of Dylan Gabriel?
Well, that's interesting that you should say that because teammates are being asked a lot about Shedeur Sanders, but they're not being asked a lot about Dylan Gabriel. And if they were asked a lot about Dylan Gabriel, I think you would hear some of the very same things that you're hearing about Shedeur, because both of those guys have done a really, really nice job in this competition. And there wasn't a humongous discernible difference in their level of ability or talent during the OTAs or during the mandatory minicamp. So Dylan Gabriel also did a really, really nice job. And there are so many things that the Browns really like about him. And he's still firmly in the mix in this competition. Now, I do think ultimately it will come down to either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. But you can't count Dylan out either, as you cannot count Shedeur out right now. Again, I think those two guys will probably they'll probably take their time with them a little bit and give them an opportunity to learn and grow in at least the first half of the season. But Dylan's done a really, really nice job. And one of the reasons why is because he has one of those computer-like brains with tremendous, tremendous processing speed. And that's the thing about him. That's sort of his superpower. That's what the Browns really love about him.
Mary Kay Cabot with us right now. There was a conversation on our station yesterday in the afternoon, specifically about whether Shedeur Sanders is getting a legit shot here from the media, whether or not the media has actually been fair to the fifth round pick. Mary Kay, you're in the media, you're covering Shedeur. I feel like you've been nothing but fair. And in fact, you know, talking glowingly at times about Shedeur. So do you think that is off base, or have you seen maybe some of your colleagues, some of your rivals in the media? Have you seen any of this?
No, I don't think so. I think we've all been very, very fair about Shedeur, about all of these guys, really, for the most part. I don't think that that anyone's been negative about Shedeur. I think what I've tried to be is very realistic about Shedeur and paint the picture the way people need to see the picture, and that is he's a fourth-round pick. I mean, he's a fourth-team quarterback right now. Fifth-round pick, obviously. But he's a fourth-team quarterback right now who has not gotten any reps with the first-team offense. Now, that will change when they get into training camp because now he's earned some of those reps through a really, really good performance from, let's say, from the snap to the end of the play. He has got great accuracy, nice touch on the ball, great ball placement, all of those kinds of things. The thing that they're working on, that the Browns have been working on with Shedeur, is bringing him up to speed in the early part of the play, and that is the pre-snap stuff. And it doesn't mean he's not going to get it fast because he's working really, really hard, and he's got a very high football acumen. But he hasn't had to do some of these things before. And even when we asked Tommy Reese about calling the plays and doing all the things that you have to do pre-snap, he said it's a lot harder than you think. And I think that's what the issue has been and why the Browns have sometimes worked with him over on a separate field or made sure that he's doing what he needs to do to get that play called and to get the whatever else that they're doing with them right now pre-snap. Now, they're not doing everything that they're going to have to do pre-snap right now in terms of sliding protections and calling the motions and getting everything straight, but they have to do a lot and they have to know the terminology and all that stuff. So that's the stuff where he had to sort of catch up or get up to speed. But he's coming up that learning curve very, very quickly. And I think I've just tried to paint the right picture here or portray it accurately instead of just really looking from snap to end of play, which he has excelled at. So I think people need to know the truth of what is going on. You can't really necessarily make these bold, sweeping proclamations right now about the fact that, you know, he looks better than anybody else in camp and and he's going to be the day one starter. Right now, I think that's a bit of a long shot that he's going to be the day one starter. Doesn't mean he can't do it, but he would be coming from behind.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. Mary Kay, I want to ask you this. I asked John Greco this. I've espoused my opinion on it. Is Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski this year, are they a package deal?
I'm going to say no. I don't think they're a package deal. I don't think they're a package deal, but I also don't think they're in any kind of trouble. So I don't even think it's a conversation that necessarily needs to be had, because when we talked to Jimmy at the owners' meetings, he almost gave them a pass for this year based on the fact that they are still trying to figure out who their quarterback is. So I don't think they're evaluating them in terms of make or break type of season. I think they're looking at this a little bit more globally, like they've got these two first round picks next year. If they don't find their quarterback of the future in this bunch, they'll go out and try to get him next year.
Well, Mary Kay, so are they good no matter what then this year? Because I don't think they should start the season on the hot seat or anything like that. I don't think that that's how a proper team should think. But at the end of the year, you don't think about 6 years together and everything there and whether or not we trust each other or trust everybody to move forward. And maybe if it doesn't go well, find the next quarterback and coach him up properly.
Well, I mean, you can never guarantee anything, but like I said, I think the fact that everyone in the organization knows that there is at least one eye peeking at next year and this quarterback class to find that guy, I don't think that they are going to be under extreme pressure to win big this year in the event that they don't have their quarterback.
So when do we judge them on wins, a pro team? When do we judge a pro franchise on winning? Because if I can't, I mean, it's been 6 years, and I understand, like, there's definitely reasonable excuses for both Andrew and Kevin, if we want to break it down. But at some point, you know, fans got to throw up their hands and go, okay, well, if I bring in a rookie, and then what, do I expect that rookie to win big that first year when we're just getting out from under Deshaun Watson's massive contract, and we, you know, we have other guys who are changing in there, like, is it putting too much on a rookie, and then am I putting him behind the eight ball if after the 2026 season we are moving on from Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, the guys who drafted that young man?
Well, how many teams can you point to, or how many coaches can you point to where they have won consistently and kept their job over a long period of time without a good starting quarterback? Maybe there are a few, but for the most part, the coaches who succeed and keep their jobs have a good quarterback mm-hmm. to go along with that. So I think that's the name of the game for the Browns. I think they recognize that the Deshaun Watson experiment did not go well for them, obviously, mm-hmm. and that they're looking for their next guy. And I just don't think that this year with this group of four quarterbacks that they have great, great expectations to go super far.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Into the playoffs.
Hi, it's live Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. EA on Twitter. Guys, this is freaking insane. How can these guys keep getting pass after pass? They had a legitimate starting quarterback. And they traded him for peanuts, and he threw for 41 touchdowns. This has to be the last year. That cannot be a part of the rebuild. It would seem, again, you went from, I don't like it when you go from one extreme to another, because then it'll sound like it's almost like Rasputin almost. And I know I've said that before about you-know-who out there in San Diego. I'm thinking, I don't like firing guys, but I also want them to have success and not just wait around for something that isn't working or doesn't seem to be working. So it's a very weird needle to thread, because I don't want them to start the season on the hot seat. I think it's a waste of time, waste of everybody's energy. If you're in charge of the Browns and you think you're going to start a guy in the season on the hot seat, just fire him in the offseason. You should have just fired him over the winter. If you're going to next season going, well, they got to start off so-and-so, or their ass is getting fired, then just fire the guy.
Yeah, Kenny, I agree with you there. I think that would make sense. But I don't think as many coaches are on the hot seat as the Vegas sportsbooks say, or as we say, or the fans say. That doesn't mean that owners can't change their mind, because we know there's like 10 coaches who could get fired every year. I do not think their ownership groups come into seasons thinking, this might be the year if we don't get off to a good start. I think that's sports talk fodder for us. But then when it happens and the owners have to be there, they have to be on these calls with all of their executives, and then they see the numbers, they see the fan engagement, they see merchandise sales, they see all of that stuff. And then I think, you know, Jimmy's there more than most now, because this is Jimmy. This is what he's doing every day. He doesn't have Pilot Flying J anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You see him. He's at minicamp.
This is his life, yeah.
Not every. Do you know how many owners are at minicamp? It's a very small percentage. And he's there, and he's taking inventory of all of it. Now, you could argue, maybe is that a good thing or a bad thing for Kevin Stefanski? I don't know. But I will tell you this. If right now, if you were to ask Jimmy Haslam and have him be truthful, I think he would tell you he has the utmost respect and he has trust in his coach and his GM, despite 3-14.
Well, 'cause you don't,
but that can also change drastically halfway through the year.
Because we had to learn a lesson years ago, you and I maybe, is where you don't fire guys because you're mad at them. I can't just willy-nilly fire people because I'm mad at them. I know fans can, and they try to all the time. But I have
we'll
to make a decision.
One.
Yes, I have to make a decision based on whether or not I think that they're going to be the best person to lead my franchise in multiple aspects and multiple jobs over a period of time. Because I don't want to, it's not my goal to have to fire somebody. So if you're bringing him back, yeah, and I've said it before, like he has to be the big one. It would mean more to me if they were guaranteed 2025 and 2026. But also, a lot of 2025 is going to play in to how I feel about 2026. Because as of right now, like Shador and Dylan, I'd like to give them a chance. More than likely, as of right now, you're drafting a quarterback in the first round next year. Well, there's got to be something that tells me that one of them is the right guy, or both of them are the right people. Not the quarterbacks. I'm talking about head coach, general manager, which means the entire front office team and the entire coaching staff, for that matter, because they're in charge of both of those things. Something has to tell me. Like, you could win 7 games this year, which is more than what Vegas has yet, and I think more than what a lot of Browns fans would have yet. You could win 7 games, and I could look you dead in the eye and go, Kevin is safe. And you're still drafting a quarterback next year. Because I could look at it and go, hey, Shador's fine, but he's not. I would not let him start over other guys in the NFL. Or I would not let him start instead of these guys coming out of the draft. Same thing with Dylan Gabriel. But Kevin worked with him, and you can tell the offense is taking care of him as best they can. We just need an upgrade at the position to go younger. And I can look at myself in the mirror and say, should I keep Andrew Berry in charge to find that young guy? That's where there could be a split. I do not think that they are a package deal. A lot of people believe that they are attached at the hip. I think that both would be evaluated separately if I were the owner of the Cleveland Browns. I don't want to turn them against each other. I know that they work well with each other. They're thought partners, if you will. But I also got to know, hey, I could look at the end of this season and go, man, Kevin's got a good grip on this. You know, we've made mistakes here and there. Kevin's got a good grip on this. I want him to be in charge of whoever we take or whatever we do, and that's it. I could look at this and go, hey, these players are really, really good. What the hell is Kevin doing? I could also see it and say, hey, these players are really, really good. They won 7 games. They're young. We had things not bounce our way. We had injuries wherever. I don't know how the season's going to play out, but certain draft picks played very, very well, and say both these guys need to stay.
But you asked me
there's so many different outcomes. I just don't want to start the season where they're both on the hot seat.
Yeah. You asked me if they're a tandem deal, though, in the end. I still think, you know, obviously Stefanski, I think, would go first if things went off the rails, if we're another bad season, if it looked anything like last year. But then I do think Barry would be out at the end of the year. I do. I think there would be a total reboot. Might not be at the exact same time,
yeah,
because it rarely ever is, but I do think it would mean, I shouldn't say house cleaning, because they could always go with somebody under Andrew Berry afterwards.
They've done that before.
And that would mean scouts stay. That would mean, but you know, if you weren't happy with the drafts, then would you really want the scouts to stay? So it's always that balance.
Yeah, you always play with that. But again, who's the one who makes the decision in the end? There's definitely people who've worked under general managers who have not been great at being general managers. There's definitely guys, really good scouts, really good personnel people who have worked under guys who just weren't as good as they were. And they ended up being better at their jobs than their predecessors were for it. So you have to take that into account. But like Dale hits it out of the park. He says, Ken, you're right, LOL. Brian Daboll starts the season on the hot seat, and he's going to get fired. And he's got a rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You traded back into the first round to go after a quarterback in a class that we didn't think was a really great class. And he's right. Brian Daboll starts a season on the hot seat. So in a guy who needs to develop, like Jackson Dart, I'm going to fire his head coach and offensive mind halfway through the year and then expect that he's just going to be able to raise the tide and lift this boat up, that him and Joe Shane will be out of a job too. Pay attention to the Giants. That's asinine. That is dumb. That's almost what we did with Baker Mayfield. Baker nearly got himself out of it. Then we had 2021, and we've had everything since, where Baker's turned out to be a pretty fine quarterback down there in Tampa Bay. But we've done that. We've beaten that horse to death a million times over to where it actually came back to life. Pile my rides again. Pay attention to the Giants this year with this team. If we're paying attention to ourselves, look at what they're doing. If Brian Daboll does a good job with Jackson Dart, maybe Jackson Dart takes off, that's fine. I don't know if I really believe it, since all they have done throughout the season. Once OTA started, they kind of were quiet. But, man, leading up to it, it was nothing but why they didn't take Shador Sanders instead of why they took Jackson Dart. I pay close attention to the Giants. It was ridiculous to me. And if they fire Brian Daboll a month into the season or halfway through the season, buddy, you're setting your guy from behind. And if he were a number one overall pick, I could try to say that that's what comes with the territory, because you're not being taken by a great organization. They went back into the first round. They got you. You're at the back end of it. We knew that it might be overdrafting city anyway, because with all these guys, including Dylan Gabriel, for crying out loud, it was just that type of class with QBs. You're setting these guys up for failure. You know what you're really doing? You're setting these guys up for failure with your organization, and then they get a little bit of time to air out, and then they go to another organization. They end up having some success, and people are blaming you, or why couldn't you get the best out of them? Hello, we went right through it with you-know-who down there in Tampa Bay. It's gone on with Sam Darnold. It's gone on with Geno Smith. Hell, in Cleveland, we're hoping it's going to go on with Kenny Pickett. You don't want to be a part of that. So as distrusting as we are about the head coach and general manager – Jimmy has to think completely differently from that. There's a lot of opinions out there, and a lot of them are good, solid arguments about why you don't trust these guys. I totally respect it. You're tired of losing, and what you're really tired of doing is getting the excuses for losing. Why it didn't go our way. Because you want to win. It's pro sports. They're paid to win. At some point, you have to judge them on winning. It's insane not to be able to do that. But as we start the season, my owner of that football team cannot have firing guys in his mind. He cannot have firing Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry or any one of their people around them in his mind. If that's a thought, we're going to head down a real bad path. Grin it, bear it, no matter what you have to do. If you start to feel throughout the season they've lost touch, then fine. But damn it, I cannot be doing this and thinking that these guys start on the hot seat. Because if they start on the hot seat, then you're already thinking about firing them, then they're already fired. And you'll find reasons. We do this in breakups all the time. Think about your old relationships you were in. You knew that this thing was going south. You start to try to find fault with people, why you're going to go away from them. You do it. And you will do that if you own the football team with a head coach you're thinking about firing. Coming up in less than 5 minutes. Should we make a bigger deal about Shedeur Sanders speeding? Mary Kay seemed pretty passionate about that. Should I do that? Should you do that, Tone? And are the Browns trying to stifle Shedeur? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.